The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Westbrook gives the Lakers a star-studded big three. LeBron, AD, and Westbrook have combined for 34 all-star selections. They would be the second team to have a trio with that many, along with the 2011 Celtics, who featured Shaq, Kevin Garnett, and Paul Pierce. It also gives the Lakers two of the best playmakers of all time. LeBron and Westbrook have combined for 283 career triple-doubles. Westbrook is the all-time leader in that category, while LeBron ranks fifth. Both players also have a scoring title and assist title under their belt. But then there's this question of how they'll fit, especially in terms of floor spacing. Westbrook shoots just over 30% from three in his career, something the Lakers ranked 21st in last season. But to be fair, LeBron won two titles with D-Wade, who shot worse than 30% from three in his career. The Nets remain the favorites to win the title next season, according to Caesars in Vegas, but the Lakers not far behind. After L.A., it's the Bucks at plus 800, followed by Golden State. Now, it is great to be joined by our friend TNT's Kenny. The Jet Smith. Kenny, how we doing?
I'm doing great down here in Chapel Hill, as you see, at the Dean E. Smith Center. Out here enjoying myself and having a good summer.
Good. That's what we like to hear. We got so much to talk to you about, but you know we want to get your reaction to the major news. Obviously, the Russell Westbrook teaming up with LeBron and AD in L.A. Your reaction?
Well, I think, you know, We heard all the rumblings that they needed to add. They wanted to add another piece, the big three or whatever you want to call it. Russell Westbrook, obviously, you know, what he does, not just on the scoring end, but in terms of the pace of the game, it allows LeBron to be a finisher a lot instead of always the facilitator. And running that break, you know, you have LeBron on the wing instead of with the ball. A lot of times now, that's going to be a difficult situation for a lot of teams to handle.
I feel you on that, Kenny. It's always good to see you, my brother. You know that. I feel you on that. Here's where my reservation lies as it pertains to winning a championship, because I definitely think there'll be the Final Four in the NBA, but winning a championship. Couple of things. Number one, that pace of play you just alluded to. LeBron James is phenomenal of a conditioned athlete as he is. He's no young spring chicken any longer. And so that pace of play, that's not necessarily a guarantee in my estimation. That's number one. And number two, their perimeter shooting. Because we all know that when you talk about beating a Golden State, when you talk about beating the Clippers, when you're talking about beating the Nets potentially in an NBA Finals, you got to be able to shoot the rock. Not just from the perimeter, but from the free throw line. And as I pointed out early in the show, LeBron James shot 69% from the free throw line last year. Russell Westbrook shot 65%. Kyrie was at 92. James Harden's at 86. KD was at around 87, 88. Those things matter. What do you say to that?
I'd say the one thing that, you know, for perimeter shooting, you know, I thought I was a good shooter until I got to Houston. I became a great shooter because you go to Houston and you get an extra second. Because they're double teaming great players. And so when you're playing with a guy like LeBron and Russell and AD, if you're a good shooter, you become great because now you're going to be left open. It was the first time in my life, Steven and guys, that I was left open. So there are certain guys who probably had never been left open that long that will have, you know, opportunities. If you think of guys like PJ Tucker when he was in Houston and even this year, they get shots. And they get an extra second to think about it and to really set their feet. So that actually makes you a better shooter playing with those guys who are maybe a marginal guy who comes in and say he can knock down shots. Then all of a sudden he comes there and say, man, he's a prolific three-point shooter. It's because you got extra time.
Kenny, let's say they get two pure shooters to round out the starting five, right? Because they still got the sign and trade rights for Schroeder, and they have Talen Horton Tucker. They have some stuff that may not work on this team, but other teams might be interested in. I look at the Nets. The difference is offensively, all three of their big three are for their size among the greatest scorers ever from anywhere, right? that's not the Lakers. But if the Lakers round out the starting five with a couple of pure shooters, is that enough, or does the shooting need to be distributed better among the guys who are going to touch the ball as, you know, the most, like Westbrook and LeBron and AD? Does that give the Nets an advantage if they should meet in the finals?
Are we already negating the fact that the Milwaukee Bucks won the championship?
Yeah, because they only won because the Nets got hurt. Come on, Kenny.
That they're going to be back anywhere? I just feel that, you know, there's a lot of things that you could say in terms of talent. If you look on paper, those two teams have, you know, some talent, but they're most talented roster assembled. However, like we said, they're not in there. This is not Russell Westbrook 8 years ago. This is not LeBron 8 years ago. This is not, you know, even pre-injury for Kevin Durant. Like, you know, if Kevin Durant is in the Olympics 5 years ago, they don't lose a game. Like, he could take over all of those games. So this is not the same kind of guys. And, you know, youthfulness, energy, playing together, that means something. So I wouldn't just hand those two teams, the East and the West, at all. I think that they're going to have to work for it. They have to stay injury free. They're going to be playing that saving him for this game. And that gets you out of rhythm. And I thought that got the Lakers out of rhythm this year. And we'll see if it doesn't do it this next year.
Russell Westbrook, Kenny Smith, fourth team in 4 years. Teammates, Kevin Durant, Reggie Jackson, Serge Ibaka, Victor Oladipo, Paul George, James Harden again, Bradley Beal, no championship to show for it, and now has got LeBron James and Anthony Davis as his teammate. At the start of this show, I talked about how, because he's so phenomenal and because he's a surefire first ballot future Hall of Famer, all of those things taken into consideration, he will never be under more pressure than he will be this year. He won't care, but that's the situation. Am I right or wrong about that?
Well, I don't think not having a championship dampens your legacy, but it definitely adds to it. Like, it definitely adds to it. The reason I'm on TNT and sitting here with you at ESPN right now is because I won two championships. I have a perspective that's going to be different and that has a finality to it. So, yes, winning a championship for Russell Westbrook, does it help his career? Yes. Does it dampen it if he doesn't? No, he's done enough individually. But it makes him, when you walk around with that championship, that C on your left shoulder, like, that's a different perspective.
But Kenny,
and a different thought process.
Yeah, but I'm asking you, coming into this season, I don't know of anybody who will be under more pressure than him because of those things I outlined. What do you say to
that? Brooklyn Nets. Okay. I say the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets are, because you assemble this roster, then it wasn't healthy. You come back, you got to win it. You got to be in the finals. You got to be there, because to me, then it's like, is this really what we should have done? And are we going to, you know, are these guys going to stay hurt? Are they going to be healthy enough? Are they going to be cohesive enough? And to me, the Brooklyn Nets are just as much pressure as Russell Westbrook. And as a team, they probably have more pressure than any team to win a championship.
Kenny, Clippers president of basketball operations Lawrence Frank, of course, said Kawhi, after having major surgery for the ACL tear, he wants to have Kawhi remain a Clipper a long time. Your reaction?
I mean, you went all in 2 years ago, you know? So when you go all in, there is no plan B. Like, there is no plan B. The eggs were in all baskets. You know, Lawrence understands that. I think the ownership understands that. They can't allow him to walk. They have to be 100% behind him and his injury. And they have to say this guy could come back and do it again, because he's already come back from injury and played at an all-star and MVP level. But they went in all in 2 years ago when they signed both of those guys in the free agency. So you can't turn back now. There's no turning back now, brother.
Kenny, let me say this. I know Kawhi's a two-time champion, but while I got you on the show, let me also reiterate a position that I've echoed in the past. I have no problem recognizing Kawhi Leonard as one of the top five players. And the brother is just big time. There's no denying that. He's a two-time champion. We get that. But, Kenny, I got serious doubts as to whether or not I would want to invest with him long term. You talk about a 1 or 2 year deal, that's different. But long term, speak to us a second about culture in the sport of basketball. When you instigate load management, when you play when you want to play, practice when you want to practice, and you're injury prone, how can that build the proper culture for you, particularly if you're the Los Angeles Clippers? What do you say to that?
Well, they're handcuffed. They handcuffed themselves only because he won a championship doing that in Toronto. He was load management, coming in and out, practicing at certain times, sitting out games, and he won a championship, and he was healthy down the stretch. Then, if you say, I'm going to only offer you a 1 or 2 year deal, a 3 year deal, there's 20 other teams that would clear cap space and say, I'll take that chance, including a team in the same building, probably, would say, we'll take that chance. You know, I think that they put themselves in a position that he's won that way. If he had played at Toronto and they didn't win, then you could be like, well, hey, God, we gotta step back. We gotta give you like 3 year deal. We gotta see if you could practice. But since he's done it, and he's done it at the high level, and won the championship doing it, I think you're handcuffed to say this is the way it's gonna be.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, they left the good stuff for me, paying it forward. Tell us more about the Jet Academy. We talked to you about it when you launched it. We were pandemic, July 2020. What's going on with that?
6,000 members, virtual basketball instruction. You get the best. That's what we're doing here. That's why I'm here at Dean Smith Center in North Carolina.
Nice.
We're filming. We just filming Sixth Man of the Year, Jordan Clarkson. We got Draymond Green, CJ McCollum. And you get just personal one-on-one learning how to play the game. There's a lot of great trainers, but these guys tell you when to do stuff, why. There's a difference between just doing a drill. So if you go to thejetacademy.com, again, thejetacademy.com, sign up. Don't be a scrub this year. Don't come back after after all of the pandemic in this summer and come back to your high school, your middle school to be a scrub.
This coach is like, what have you been doing the last 2 years?
Kenny, I got news for you, man. I got breaking news for you. I might become a member, man. I fixed my knees up, bro. I might come to the Jet Academy. I might do that, Kenny. I'm trying to get back out there.
I will say, Stephen A. always had a jump shot. He couldn't move and shoot, but he could shoot.
Kenny.
I'm coming back.
Kenny, always a good time. Always a good time. Thank you so much for being with us. Have fun.
All right, man.
All right, thank you. All right, guys.
Good to see you. Okay.
Give Brother Vincent my love, man. Thanks a lot.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Ah, yes. It's time again for On This Day in Smithsery.
You're missing the point. It ain't just dollars, it's egos that rises to build. billionaire to the billionaire. The one thing they want to do more than anything is strut around the other billionaires and say, I beat you. Zeke can give him a title to go tell Robert Kraft, I beat you. To go tell all those other owners. That's the most important part.
I'm not going to try to match your intensity by raising up out of my seat. But I will say, but I don't need to stand up in order to make my point. Sit down.
Oh, don't try to be there.
Now listen to this.
Don't try to rob my glory with that story.
Excuse me.
Come on.
There's no such thing. It's an oxymoron to mention the cowboy and glory in the same sentence. I'm sorry.
This has been another installment of On This Day in Smithsery. Now, back to you, First Take.
I just want to let that breathe for a minute, because that's exceptional. Former Cowboys fan Kendrick Perkins here with us now.
I just want to say this. If y'all don't mind, I'd like to interrupt by saying
this. Yeah, do whatever you want.
Max Kellerman, Molly, mm-hmm. and of course my man Kendrick Perkins. You know, I expect those Cowboys to not disappoint me. You understand the beat that had that black cat running around this franchise? You know, I gave them the new nickname, Perkins. I gave them the name Christmas, because they're the gift that keeps on giving when it comes to me. Every chance, every time, they in the last 25 years, they just haven't let me down.
Happens right around Christmas,
and you
too.
Know how I like to troll them. I'm trying to tell y'all right now, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull this off, but boy, do I got some plans for them this upcoming season. I mean, I got some stuff. I mean, it's going to involve law enforcement officials.
Oh.
I'm going to try to get it to involve some
extra?
Cheerleaders. I'm going to try. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be making a few appearances to Texas. I'm going to show up to Texas, okay? You know, so I'm so confident that the Cowboys will let me down, all right? That the Cowboys will let y'all down. They're going to make me happy. They'll let y'all down. I'm trying to tell you right now, I think I'm going to show up. And you remember that spot that we hit in Texas where we did the show
from
and stuff like that? I'm going to show up there on a Sunday to watch Cowboy games with those fans. I don't know which Sunday it's going to be, but I'm going to make
sure. Doesn't Michael Irvin have a place up the block
now? I'm going to show up to his place, too. Darren Woodson, our brother, our former colleague here at ESPN. I miss you, brother.
What's up,
I love
Darren?
You to death, man. But I'm a call him up, because I'm not letting any of these Cowboy fans escape. I see everybody sticking out their chest, acting like this is going to be a good year. This is going to be a big-time year for the Cowboys. Y'all are all playing right into my hands. I love it. Oh, I got some plans.
He's not lying.
I got some plans for some Cowboy fans this year. Oh, you wait, Molly. You wait.
Oh, boy. We need the travel restrictions back on Stephen A. Listen, all right, Big Perk, tell me this, because Stephen A is going to like this.
Dance with the Stars.
You were a Cowboys fan not long ago, and then what happened? You are from Texas, right?
Yeah, I am from Texas, Molly. And there's so much right now that I'm trying to – absorb right now from watching Michael Irvin 2 years ago on that clip, Stephen A. getting under his skin, and Michael Irvin, that's my guy, but he was sweating like somebody was chasing him, okay? That's the first thing. The second thing is this, okay? Look, when I go to sleep at night, I sleep well, okay? AC on 60, box fan that I get from Walgreens blowing in my face, and I go straight into hibernation mode, like a big grizzly bear. I mean, I knock the hell out. Well, Molly, I got tired of losing sleep. I got tired of losing sleep behind the Cowboys. I've been a Cowboys fan. The reason that I was a Cowboys fan from day one, because of Jimmy Johnson. You know what Jimmy Johnson is from, Molly? He's from the 409 area, the Golden Triangle, Podoff to Beaumont, Texas. Podoff is where my wife is from. When I used to go pick her up, I had to exit Jimmy Johnson Boulevard. Those were the glory days, okay? So it's no more glory days. When they got rid of Jimmy Johnson, the glory days went out the window. I got tired of losing sleep. I got tired of being harassed. So with that being said, I like to have my peace. So I decided to end my relationship with the Cowboys 2 years ago. One, because I got tired of listening to Stephen A. I got tired of listening to Max. And Molly, also, look, and me and you cool. But I got tired of you even chuckling and chiming in here and there. So look, I'm tired of the Cowboys, and I don't give a damn about them. I don't care what they do this year. I don't care if they make noise, Dak Prescott throw for 500 yards. I don't give a damn. I'm not a Cowboys fan.
He's a Cardinals fan now.
Oh, no, when Stephen A's done with this segment, you might have to turn that AC down to 58 if it goes that low.
Yeah. I hear what he's saying. He's saying they broke his heart, but, you know, really, it's really, you know, it's about karma, too, because if you had put Jimmy Johnson in the Ring of Honor, you know, I mean, maybe this wouldn't be happening.
How do they keep Jimmy Johnson out of the Ring of Honor? Think about that.
Maybe this wouldn't be happening to you at all. You know, so, I mean, I do understand.
It's a jinx.
I do understand.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. You know what it is, Madden ratings reveal week all across ESPN, and all week we're helping unveil the highly debated player ratings in the popular video game Madden NFL 22. Today we're breaking down the top 10 quarterbacks. This should be exciting. Take a look at the list, y'all. Mahomes coming in at number one. He got a 99. Then Tommy Brady, 97. Rodgers after Tom Brady with 96. And then you can see Russ and Lamar. So we'd like to welcome in a very familiar face, one of the most prolific winners in NFL history, a three-time Pro Bowler and former Comeback Player of the Year, Alex Smith. Alex, thank you so much for being with us.
Molly, thanks for having me.
Of course. And let me just say this. Your whole story and how you came back was extremely inspirational. And I'm not just saying that to be nice, like just seeing the specials and all that you went through, really inspiring. So just huge kudos to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. But now, before we jump into it, how's retirement treating you? Are you liking it? It seems like you're still busy.
It's good. It's good. I'm still getting used to that word. And I think here we're coming up on the fall. This will be the first fall in 25 plus years that I have not been in a training camp. So I'm excited. Obviously I think there will be mixed feelings and mixed emotions. I think that's only to be expected, but I'm also excited to spend a bunch of time with my wife and kids. I have put them through a lot. They have sacrificed so much over the years. And so excited to see what's next.
Yeah,
Alex, Alex, Stephen A here, man. Thank you for being on the show. And I just want to say when I think about emotion, I got a different kind of emotion a lot of times. But one of the soft spots that hit me was when you returned to the field and I saw your wife and kids in the stands. That was one of the most beautiful scenes that I've ever seen, to be quite honest with you, watching a football game. And I want to ask you, now that you've retired, after that horrific injury, could you explain to us why you decided to come back in the first place? Considering the fact that you've now elected to retire.
Absolutely. I think it's because of, you know, for me, the last 6 months here since the season's ended, I honestly feel like I have zero limitations. I don't think there's anything out there mentally for me and physically that I can't go attempt to try and do. I have to adapt. I'm going to have to adapt the rest of my life because of what happened to me. But I don't feel like I have any mental limitations. And that's an amazing feeling because throughout my recovery process, Stephen, I built up a lot of walls about the things I would never be able to do again, about the things that I had lost forever. And football was the vehicle that helped me get them back. And I'm so thankful for everybody, the numerous people throughout my journey that helped me get back, teammates included, but most of all, my wife and kids. My wife has bore the brunt of, obviously, everything that we've been through in my career, most of all, obviously, the last couple of years of my injury. So she deserves a break. And again, I'm so thankful that she helped me do what I
Alex.
Did because we did it together. And again, I don't feel like I have any limitations. Sorry, Matt.
That's beautiful.
No, Alex, you're an easy guy to root for, and it's great to have you on the show. You're an easy guy to root for even before the injury. from when it was like he got taken number one overall, and then you had a different offensive coordinator, different situation every year, and it's finally, as soon as you got some stability, you started to show what you could do. So you were easy to root for even before then. I want to get to the Madden stuff, though.
These ratings.
Let's start with the guy who held the clipboard and learned under you, and that's Patrick Mahomes, who's a 99. I get it. To my eye, that's the best I've ever seen. But Aaron Rodgers is like, if Mahomes is one, then Rodgers is 1A, or if he's 1A, then he's 1B. And he was a reigning MVP. And Tom Brady is the GOAT, won 7 Super Bowls, and he's the reigning Super Bowl champ. How does Brady wind up at 97? And even worse to me is Rodgers at 96.
Max, I think you hit it the nail on the head. This was the first thing that jumped out to me on the list. This is the easiest adjustment on there. Without a doubt, obviously, Patrick has set the bar. He's in the prime of his career. I think I'm not sure we still see the ceiling of what he can do. He's doing things that just haven't been done in this league ever. But then you take, like you said, Aaron, I don't know how you take the reigning MVP, arguably one of the greatest statistical quarterbacks of all time, a generational talent, who is coming off one of the greatest quarterback seasons ever, and you give him a 96. So for me, that jumped right off the list. And then you said it, the great outlier, Tom Brady. He's won more Super Bowls than any NFL franchise. I mean, by himself. I mean, this is going on 7. I understand that he's turning 44 this year. I still think we can't put him in a box. I mean, he's continued, I think, to defy the aging process and every year, I think this is the year Tom's not going to – he's going to decline, and he continues to obviously contradict that. So those three, I don't know how you would put one ahead of the other. In my mind, they're all 99s.
You know, when I watch these quarterbacks play, particularly in this day and age, Alex, I think about Drew Brees and how exceptional he looked before he retired. I think about Tom Brady, how exceptional he continues to look. But it also feels like guys like that – are basically holding, you know, they're like, they've got the folks that look at traditional quarterbacks and are holding on to them for dear life, because Lamar Jackson is not traditional, not with his running ability. Patrick Mahomes is not traditional because we see all the things that he could do with his feet. He was running for his life. They said he ran for about 400 yards in the Super Bowl. They'd be scrambling for his life against Tampa. We know that Aaron Rodgers, as beautiful of a passer as he is, he can scramble with the football as well. When you look at the quarterback position in today's day and age, do you see that the ability to be mobile is just a plus, or is it an absolute necessity and a requirement to succeed in the NFL in this day and age, obviously with the exception of the Tom Brady's of the world?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a requirement. I think we've seen progress in the position. I think we've seen progress in the NFL. I don't think you have to look too far back. 20 years ago, a guy like Lamar maybe wasn't going to get an opportunity. This was the, you know, quote unquote, could he be a pro style quarterback? I think that has come and gone, and thank God. I think we're seeing guys playing the position that have tool sets that are vast, and we're seeing offenses and coaches that are putting them to use. And I think it's amazing to see in the NFL. To see that progress, I think quarterback position was kind of the last bastion, really hold out a little bit of that kind of archaic mentality. And it's been amazing to watch these young guys come in and that are really running an extension of a lot of times the offenses that they ran in college. So in my mind, this is one of the best times in history for quarterbacking to see a guy like Patrick, Kyler, Josh Allen come in with the tool sets they have and to be able to use them all. I think, like I said, from a fan perspective, for me, I know I have a ton of fun watching all these guys that do it a different way, get to do it their own way, have that opportunity.
Alex, sorry to jump you, but speaking of doing it their own way, what did you think of Aaron Rodgers' press conference the other day? Because we were all like riveted 30 minutes, and it felt cathartic, you know, just hearing him so raw and real. But you playing the position at such a high level for such a long time, what did you think of that?
I absolutely loved it. I think it was one of the most rare scenes we've seen in football. Yeah. Here's a guy who's been out of the picture for the last 6 months, and we've been debating everything that's been going on. What were the facts? the he said, she said, what was going on, and to finally get Aaron back and to him be that candid and honest and articulate about why we're here. And I thought it was fascinating. Like I said, this is a generational talent, the reigning MVP. And from the outside, this has been one of the most successful organizations the last 30 plus years. And to see, obviously, that not so, you know, and that there have been some problems going on. And I think to hear him detail that out in that setting was obviously very unique. And I thought it was fascinating to watch.
Yeah, powerful for sure. All right. So, Alex, if you do get bored during your retirement, so to speak, come join us anytime. Football season's about to start. Come chop it up with us. We'd love to have you. So just know that invite's always there. And thank you so much for being with us.
I would love that. Thank you.
And again, so inspiring, besides loving watching you play in the field.
And Alex, by the way, if you want to, you can bring the kids, because Stevie ain't little kids. He sure
done.
Does.
He done. Does. I'm there. Does. We're there.
All right. Take care, Alex. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. As we discussed earlier in the show, the Lakers make the big move to bring Russell Westbrook. My goodness, going back to Cali, purple and gold. Let's get it, big perk. Talk to me. What's the impact?
Oh, look, Molly, listen. Laker Nation need to stand up right now. You know why? Because they're moving on up like the Jeffersons right now.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's lit right now in L.A. Russell Westbrook makes them the clear-cut favorites to come out of the Western Conference Finals. Western Conference. Let's make no mistake about it, right? And then you just got to go add a few pieces, some shooting, things to that nature. But look, you got David Fizdale over there, who was with LeBron James and Dwayne Wade when those guys were punishing people on the low block and learning how to cut and slash and play off of one another, getting out in transition. We'll see that happening. And by the way, they have the best player development coach in the game, and Phil Handy, that hasn't got his chance to put his hands on Russell Westbrook. Once he get Russell Westbrook in his space and in his area, he's going to correct that jump shot of his. I'm not saying he's going to come back shooting like, I was going to say Joe Harris, but I don't want to say Joe Harris because the way he was shot last year in the postseason. But he's not going to come back shooting like Steph Curry. But I guarantee you, Russell Westbrook, a guy that has been to the finals, he knows what it takes. When as a youngster is going to come back on a mission, he's going to put that key in Anthony Davis' back where he can't take those possessions off. He's going to bring the best out of Anthony Davis. Laker Nation, stand up. Magic Johnson is happy. Jenny Buss is happy. Everybody is happy, and as they should be, because the Lakers are the real deal.
Well, you and I see this exactly alike, Perk. They're not going to beat the Warriors.
Well,
they're not going to beat the Nets yet. If you have to say who you like in that series, if everyone's healthy, it's still the Nets. But let's see what else the Lakers do. Let's see how they round out the roster. I'll say that I totally agree. People are over-concerned about fit and not just looking at what Westbrook brings to the team, which is a whole lot. And here's the thing I'm going to say, Stephen Hayden, I'm going to give it to you. The Lakers did this for a bunch of spare parts. I'm not saying they weren't useful. Montrezl Harrell, sixth man of the year type guy, like a, you know, not a modern power forward, but like more of an old school power forward. KCP, maybe a starter on some team, certainly a rotation piece. Kyle Kuzma, he is what he is. He's okay. He's an NBA player, also a rotation piece, really inconsistent. Those are spare parts. You can find guys like that every year in the offseason. You turned that into Russell Westbrook? My hat's off to you. Into Russell Westbrook? Let's not forget, every year he's on a new team with new teammates. First half, he doesn't look so great. Second half of the year, he's an MVP candidate. every single year. He's an MVP candidate in the second half. That is an amazing job the Lakers just did.
He's an MVP candidate. He is a future Hall of Famer. He is box office. He is a superstar talent in this game. And when it is all over, we will chronicle him throwing all of those laudables in his direction because he will have deserved it. We will miss him when he's gone. But while he's here, like I tell everybody, obviously I'm a soap opera fan. I play Breaking
Bad. You're a soap opera star. Don't bury the lead, okay? You're not a fan. You're actually a recurring. You have a role on it.
I defer to my brother like Eric Braden, who plays Victor Newman on Young and the Restless. I'll see you in a few days, buddy.
I hate gassing you up. You have a role.
Maurice Bernard, General Hospital, star of General Hospital. I'm just in their world. I'm just trying, as Kendrick Perkins would say, I'm just trying to get a
career. Yeah, right. We're all in Stephen A's world. Okay? Isn't that a show on television?
Let me say this to you. It is a show on television. Let me say this to you. This is the part where it gets uncomfortable, more so for Perk than for Max, but I disagree with Max and Perk in this regard. Russell Westbrook is under immense pressure. I said that earlier. Said it to Kendrick Perkins on Get Up. I said it to you at the start of the show. I have in front of me the L.A. Times. And the title of a column by the great Bill Plaschke, the voice of L.A., what does it say? Would you like me to tell you the headline, Max Perkins? The headline, column, Russell Westbrook is welcomed home if he puts his new Lakers teammates first. You see what I'm talking about? You see what I'm saying? There is a narrative that exists. It wasn't created by me. It wasn't created. This is what they're saying, though, Max. When Kevin Durant and Ibaka and Reggie Jackson and Victor Oladipo and James Harden twice, not just once, and Paul George and Bradley Beal are your teammates, somehow, some way, you're going to be held accountable because of your greatness. Not because you're a scrub, because you're a greatness. When I ruffled feathers about Russell Westbrook, it's because I was saying, he's so great, I don't want to see you home in the first round. I want to see you deep into the playoffs. I want to watch you against the stiff competition. I want you right where you just landed, competing for a championship. Russell Westbrook was on the record. Yo, I'm going to do me. You understand? When we questioned how come Kevin Durant wasn't getting more shots, Russell Westbrook was on the record in Houston. Yo, I don't want to be here with James Harden. I ain't some damn sidekick. I want to play the way that I want to play. Russell Westbrook wanted to leave Houston because he wanted to play his way. Russell Westbrook wanted out of Washington, D.C. And before he departed, what did he say? Remember that say? When he came back, championships don't mean that much to me. Yeah. I've seen plenty of champions that are less happy than me. A Los Angeles Lakers franchise, what are they synonymous with, Max and Perk?
Championships.
Yeah.
You don't get to have that attitude in L.A.
Stephen A., we're going to have much more on this in the coming weeks, but we got to talk about last night a little bit because sure. I need your help.
I am the freak. You seen the making of a star. They hear my name and remember me. I am the freak. Just let the record show that I said I'm coming for everything. You seen the making of a star, they hear my name and remember me. I'm there, I am afraid. Just let the record show that I said I'm coming for everything. Everything, everything, everything.
All right, the NBA in fashion synonymous. That might have been the best draft class we've had in a long time, guys, from Jalen Green to Mobley to Davion Mitchell. Some of the best looks. So it got me thinking about past draft fashion, and it's time for a little Molly's deal. So please indulge me. I want you to weigh in on some of these suits. Look number one, gentlemen. I'm taking you back to the early 2000s, the 90s. Can we get a tailor? Can we just talk about this for a minute? How big everyone's clothes were?
But Drew Gooden, that's not how big it is. That's like a zip-up. What's he doing with a zip-up?
I don't know. And then Amari's is kind of like tailored in the stomach, but then it's just out of control. Like, God forbid you ever stepped in a puddle. Stephen A., do you prefer that, the oversized, or would you rather the super slim fit where you could see someone's keys
in
their pocket?
I don't want the super slim fit either. I like the happy medium, but I can't front. I used to wear those baggy suits
so
until Dwayne Wade had a fashion event in South in New York City and called me out in front of fashionistas and fashion experts. and he said, look at that man right there, and called out my baggy outfit and said, you could fit three legs in
there. You're from Queens. That was the style, though. He stepped your game up. Okay.
Total betrayal.
One more.
By Dwayne
monochromatic
Wade.
Suits. Okay. Huge fan of monochromatic suits. Clearly, I'm basically wearing the same outfit as LeBron James right now. Lonzo Ball also looking clean. Guys, we're going to choose your own adventure here. I got to rip through these. If you had to pick one of these three suits, Kendrick Perkins, you're up first. Are you going Bol Bol, Rakeem Christmas, or Caris LeVert?
You know what? I'm going with Caris LeVert. I like the swag. I like the combination. You know what I mean? The blue with the yellow, with the black, with the tie clip. That's kind of my swag. He did a little something, but he wasn't doing too much. I don't know what the hell Bol Bol was doing.
He's ready for a Halloween party.
And listen, the young fella in the middle looked like he got a curtain on, okay? I don't know if there's a curtain.
I would go with Caris LeVert as well, and I'd simply lie that I'm going to Michigan.
Yeah.
I'd wear that outfit and say I'm representing the University of Michigan. Right. That's what I would do.
Here was my favorite from back in the day. I'm going to go Maurice Taylor. I like the color. I like the seafoam. It pops. I like the gold details. I'm into it. What? Max is next.
No, go ahead, Max.
No, you have one.
Oh, there it is, Stephen A. Look at that.
It's so plain.
You know what's crazy?
So Max
He wore his bar mitzvah outfit to the draft for some reason.
That is not what's on my mind.
What's on my mind
was what we saw on national network television last night.
What?
Don't show. Lord have mercy.
Anthony Rose. Straight out of Detroit. Is that Detroit or what right there?
Brave. That's the word that came to my mind. Brave. I'll leave the comment
he's
about
it. He's not a follower.
How did you feel about that?
Do you remember his draft night, too?
Yes.
That was fresh on draft night.
He grew up
in Detroit in the 80s.
Molly, how did you feel about that outfit last night, Molly? How did you feel about that outfit?
You know what? I like that he embraced fashion. You know what I mean? I like what Dwayne Wade said about his embrace fashion.
Mazel tov on the bar mitzvah there first.
That's love right there. That's love right there. That's love. That's
Bye,
true love.
Guys.